on zeal for God. I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. Romans 10:2. The following is from French priest L'Abbé Lambert. We read in the annals of ecclesiastical history that the prefect Modestus was sent to St. Basil, at that time bishop of Caesarea, with a message from the emperor threatening him with his vengeance if he continued to exercise his zeal for the conversion of his subjects. The prefect made specious proposals and told the saint that much might be expected from his master's generosity if he would but moderate his zeal. Promises succeeded menaces, for such as these are all that men can do. St. Basil replied that, where God was concerned, there is nothing more important for his servants to do than to be firm in the exercise of their ministry. The following portion of his reply is taken from the 20th oration of St. Gregory Nazianzen. Quote, when there is any question of our essential duties, we will be as obliging and as humble as our rules prescribe. We should be sorry to show any arrogance, not only to emperors or kings, but even to the lowest of men. But when the interests of God are concerned, we should recognize no human consideration as we look to God alone. The most frightful torture, far from alarming me, would give me joy. Threaten as you will, put all kinds of outrages into execution, do your worst, go tell your master, for you will gain nothing. Were you to reach the height of your cruel threats, you will never be able to force us to subscribe to your impious doctrines. Unquote. The prefect, astonished at his firmness, told him that no one had ever spoken to him in that bold way. Perhaps, replied the saint, you have never spoken to a bishop before. The following is from French priest Jean Croisset. It is an error to suppose that priests and missionaries ought alone to be zealous. There is not one who has not a mission to fulfill, without going out of his state in life, not a single person who ought not to connect his own salvation with that of his brethren. Your own sanctification is, of course, your first and greatest business. Everyone should look to this. But everyone is bound to edify his neighbor by giving a good example. This zeal is common to all and to all conditions of life. Are you in office? Have you inferiors? Have you the cares of a family and servants? Few professed missionaries have so much to answer for and have to give an account of their salvation as you have. Take especial care not to neglect this duty. Do not leave it to others. Watch continually over the conduct of those whom God has confided to your care. Children, servants, inferiors, are all, so to speak, so many trusts of which you are liable to render an account to your sovereign master. Besides the efficacy of a good example, you are called upon to give them education, instruction, and good advice. Watch over the manners of your children and servants. With regard to morals and religion, pass over nothing. Do not suffer anyone to give them bad example. Check, warn, and correct with zeal and mildness. In whatever condition of life you may be, remember that you have to fulfill the duties of an apostle. Christian charity obliges you to take to heart the salvation of your brethren, and do not forget to do all you can to obtain this desirable object. It is not solely by preaching that the conversion of many are brought about. There are other ways much more efficacious. A kind word in season, a warning, a charitable advice, a good example, an alms, all these may be used with a zeal truly apostolic. There is no father or mother who can fail to do an immensity of good in the home and with the servants. What good cannot a superior in a community do if he is animated with a pure and ardent zeal and an exemplary piety? What an immense benefit could princes do at the court and in their estates if they had at heart the truths of our holy religion? Would not honor, honesty, and justice then reign throughout their lands? The following is from French priest Père Nouet. The will of my Father, says his divine Son, and the reason he sent me is to save souls and not to lose one he entrusted to me. In fact, as God has nothing more dear to him than the salvation of men, so nothing is more pleasing to him than to see them withdrawn from the abyss and led into the right path. Nothing is so pleasing to God as the salvation of souls, says St. John Chrysostom. It is the favorite theme of Holy Writ, the omega of all the mysteries, the center of his love, the end of all his designs and of his labors, for which, as says St. Augustine, he created the heavens, extended the seas, and formed the foundations of the earth. And what is of greater value? For this he sent his only Son. This is the reason that St. Gregory the Great gives when he tells us that we cannot offer to the Almighty a more pleasing service than a zeal for souls, and St. John Chrysostom assures us that we can do nothing more agreeable to God than to sacrifice our life to the common benefit of all men. Meditate a while on this, you who have so many persons under your charge and direction, and at least, if you cannot place them in heaven, try not to lose one whom God has given you to direct and govern, to whose hands he has confided under your care, so that you may be able to say with our Savior, I have not lost any of those you have given to me.